This is Passport to Texas. Despite exceptional drought along the Red River in north central Texas and the extreme panhandle, ample spring rains elsewhere promise good dove hunting this season.
Last year at this time, about 45% of the state was either in an extreme or exceptional drought. You get to those levels and we see large-scale changes with habitat. And this year, we're only at about 20%, so we've got a lot more precipitation around the state.
Biologist Sean Oldenberger says the season includes mourning and white-winged dove, but don't expect to hunt them in the same place.
With white-winged doves, over 90% of our white-winged doves now in the state of Texas do breed in suburban or urban locations compared to where most of our mourning doves tend to be more rural.
For white-winged dove, consider setting up in grain fields and pastures nearby urban and suburban areas.
That may have good croton or sunflower crops in them, vetch, pigweed, stuff like that. For mourning dove, we look for perching habitat, we look for water, and we look for food. And if you have a combination of those things, you usually can have a fairly decent hunt in those types of locations.
You can find more information about dove season or any of the hunting seasons on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. We record our series at the Blockhouse in Austin. Joel Block engineers our program. The Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series, and it's funded by your purchase of fishing and hunting equipment and motorboat fuel. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.